Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, for anybody that's ever paid any attention to me, you know that I believe one of the most prolific aggregators of gun news out there today is the Truth About Guns, which is why I like to do a little recap when I can with the editor-in-chief, and that's Dan Zimmerman. Dan, how are you this evening?
I don't have coronavirus.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Although I have a question for you.
Okay.
See, I've been using the Truth About Guns logo for the longest time for the thumbnail for the podcast, and I think maybe it should be a portrait of you instead. What do you think?
Why would you want to do that?
Well,
scare people away?
No. But you're the guy. You are the guy.
I'm just one of many. We've got a lot of good writers here, and it's a group effort.
Now, for, you know, let's make believe like Dan isn't here. Dan has always been the most modest person at the Truth About Guns, and yet Dan has always been the, whenever there's been a need for a counterbalance there, and believe me, there's been more than one, Dan has been the counterbalance and kept them even. So, I expect no different from you. So, let's talk about what you've been talking about. Well, right now, if I'd had the foresight, I would have become a lawyer and I would have gone to work at Lucky Gunner because I'd be getting a lot of work there, wouldn't I?
Yeah, unfortunately. The anti-gun orgs never cease their attacks against gun retailers, gun manufacturers, and others in their attempts to pierce the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, and the latest target is Lucky Gunner. They've been sued by Everytown over selling ammunition to the Santa Fe, Texas school shooter.
Right. Now, they've been sued before. Weren't they sued by they were sued by the Brady campaign or by some parents that were encouraged by the Brady campaign. They won that one.
Yes, they did.
And they basically bankrupted the sewers because they got the They bankrupted the complainants, I guess. They're the, yeah.
And, the plaintiffs, yeah.
Plaintiffs. And because they got stuck with their legal fees, which was, what, about $226,000?
Yeah, which the Brady campaign apparently didn't inform the plaintiffs.
It was a possible
outcome. There was a possibility, yeah.
Yeah.
And afterwards, the plaintiffs blamed the NRA and all kinds of other people. Probably going to stuck with like a $250,000 legal bill. But it was the Brady campaign I have to believe, deceiving these people, saying, oh, don't worry about it. You know, we'll cover this. And then, when they lose, almost inevitably, they apparently make tracks and aren't heard from, and, the plaintiff's stuck with a bill.
And that's probably what will happen this time because this guy committed fraud, right? He broke federal law because he lied on his was he buying handgun ammunition? That's the thing. That's the federal law. He can't buy handgun ammunition as a minor, right?
Right. Well, according to the news reports, and I have not seen the actual lawsuit yet, he bought both handgun ammunition and shotgun ammunition. Now, you can't buy either under 18. If you're 18, you can buy shotgun ammunition. Now, he did pay with a credit card. I don't know whose credit card that was. And I'm sure that he engaged in some sort of deception to convince Lucky Gunner that he was of age and could buy the ammunition.
Sure.
And I'm sure that will all come out in the discovery process.
And yet, where are the parents on this one?
Well, the parents have been sued as well by these same people. They, of course, don't have PLCAA protection like Lucky Gunner does. But they are being accused of being negligent in that they allegedly knew that their son was having mental problems and allowed him to continue to have access to their firearms.
How old is this? How old was this young pilgrim when he did his little rampage?
17.
So, now I just want to ask you this question, and this is just me and you thinking. Isn't it interesting and ironic in a way, where they have set things up to where a female, and we're just going to say a teenage child, can go and have an abortion in most cases without telling her parents about it, and yet the parents are expected to know and notice with a rampage killer what he's got going on. Has that ever... I know that there's been a few of these cats that have been turned in by relatives and everything, and it's the exception to the rule, though, isn't it? The rule is normally they make it all the way through.
I'm not clear as what you mean by they make it all the way through.
They commit their act. I mean, Elliot Rogers was turned in by his parents.
Yeah. Again, I'm not clear as to what happened in this case with the Santa Fe shooter. He apparently had exhibited some hints of mental problems. I don't know whether the parents had taken him to see a professional. What had gone on? But that is certainly what's alleged in the lawsuit, that they either knew or should have known that this kid was in trouble.
Okay.
And left their guns open to be accessed by this kid, and that's what he is. He's a handgun or a shotgun, if I remember correctly.
Well, I mean, if that kind of stuff would work, I mean, wouldn't we be able to sue the police departments and the Chicago City Council, since they know where most of these malcontents and the gangs are?
Yeah, well, then you're talking about qualified immunity by public officials, and that's a whole other kettle of fish.
Does that extend to county councils? I know cops get it.
I would guess, but I don't know the answer to that for sure. I'm not an attorney. Certainly does for the police officers.
We sort of need to, like, hang out with some attorneys, don't you? Before we go to break, we got about a minute here. You think they're going to cancel the NRA annual meeting?
I would say that there's more chance of that than not at this point.
They haven't, I don't know if you've noticed, but they haven't updated the app, which normally by now that would be done. And it was pointed out to me, maybe they just don't know how to do it without Ackerman McQueen.
I'm sure they've got somebody else lined up to do that kind of thing.
I would hope so. They still got the money, so I mean, I would think so too. But I'm just wondering if that's going to be the case, because if it isn't the case, I'm sort of questioning whether I'm going to be able to go.
Well, the news just broke here about 10 minutes ago that the city of Austin has canceled all large gatherings through the end of March. And that this is a city that has festivals every weekend. Some
that's
of them
right.
Pretty big.
In Austin, the streets are lined with marijuana and unicorn dreams, aren't they? You hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. I saw an article today at TTAC that I just wanted to look at the comments, and they were like, why are they writing this? But, you know, it's almost like some of these guys that comment on your articles, when they carry a gun, they don't leave the house. Because you wrote an article. I mean, more that now this is not meant to be funny, but we have lots of incidences where people go to the restroom and take off their gun and then leave their gun in the restroom.
Yeah, unfortunately, we do. So every once in a while, we run an article that is designed to help people with that.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't know the best way to conceal it. Now, obviously, if you're carrying a handgun in a inside the waistband or outside the waistband holster, and you need to use a bathroom stall, those stalls almost never go all the way down to the floor.
Right.
And a lot of people don't want anyone else who comes in to see that they have a handgun for obvious reasons.
Right.
Some people will freak out at that. But there are ways to do that, to handle that situation. Unfortunately, what a lot of people do, a lot of those people being sometimes even police officers and security guards, is they will take their handgun out of their holster and put it on a toilet paper roll holder. They'll put it on the tank lid. They'll put it on the coat hook through the trigger guard or something like that, God forbid. Anyway, and then they will forget. They will finish their business, and they will leave, and they will leave their gun behind. And then you never know who's going to find it.
Well, I'm going to tell you the best place to go when you're carrying a gun to use a restroom. Do you want to know, Dan, where I think the best place to go?
Where is that?
Starbucks.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, there's two things about Starbucks. First of all, guys, all men listen, and women as well, you know. The restrooms at Starbucks are non-gender specific. So even though it may say men's room, it can be a ladies' room and vice versa. The other thing I like about them is they all have changing stations right in front of the door. So I can fold the changing station down. You can't open the door with the changing station down. I can put my gun on that. And then it is impossible for me to walk out of there because I can't open the door and leave the, you know.
Right, and most of those are bathrooms that are designed for one person at a time.
That's right.
So if you don't take your gun out, you know, while you drop your drawers, you don't have to worry about somebody else seeing your handgun.
Yeah. That's a fact. But, I mean, other places that I go, I try to do a variation on that as well. But, I mean, I'm very aware of that. And so far, I have not left my gun behind. And I would know because when I carry inside the waistband, this is truly a labor of duty for me because where it presses on my hip, kills me. Kills me. So if I were to walk out leaving a gun and I'm like, how come I feel so light on my feet and I don't hurt right now? I would realize.
Maybe you need a different rig.
No, I don't need a different rig. I need a different hip.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a much more involved process.
It is. It is a much more involved process. That's why the majority of the time I wear outside the waistband. When I'm wearing a pants with a belt, I'm wearing some sort of rig outside the waistband. And if I'm wearing gym clothes, I wear inside the waistband.
Yeah.
But I haven't forgotten my gun yet. To be honest with you, I'm stunned that happens because you have to consciously take the gun out of the holster And, I mean, if you're a police officer, I know you got a bunch of stuff on your belt and everything, but that gun weighs about, what, 4 pounds loaded?
Well, not quite that much, but, yeah, it's heavy.
It's noticeable, right? I mean, you know, I got a Glock 17 right here in front of me. It's, it, you know, listen to it hit my desk. It's, I mean, it's got a little bit of heft to it, so.
Yep.
I just, but to be honest with you, I just don't know how you accidentally do that. But I know it does happen, and.
It does happen, but there are ways to leave the gun in the holster and sort of either keep your pants up higher on your leg or fold it so that it sort of folds itself inside and is concealed when they're down. If you're careful and you have a good, your holder has good retention, your holster has good retention. So there are ways to get around it. But as you read in the comments, people have all kinds of opinions on this subject.
Yeah, they were like, why would you even write an article about this? Well, maybe because it happens. I mean,
it does happen.
I mean, I see some of your people that comment are actually quite knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just as opinionated as they are knowledgeable. And
always.
Getting out there and saying, well, this is, my way is the only way, and nobody else does it any other way, and... Okay, well, you had me there until you said that sentence, son, but I mean, but it is a real thing. It's a real thing.
It's very much a real thing. And then, of course, for the people who have real problems with this, there's always the option of pocket carry. And that way, you know.
I would have to have an option. Well, you know, they do make guns that have the built-in pockets that will carry a gun. They make pants like that.
Sure they
and
do.
The only problem is that if you're carrying it that way and it's your primary way of carry, you can't pull it when you're sitting down, or at least I can't.
Yeah, access is more difficult. Yeah. But if you're worried about a bathroom type situation, pocket carry is usually a very good solution. And for some people who just can't abide the feel of toting a gun on their belt, pocket carry. Carry a 380, some smaller, thinner handgun like that is usually a good thing. Or maybe a J frame.
No, I just can't go that small. If I'm going to carry, you ever heard people refer to a gun as a Roscoe?
Yes.
That's not one of those micro guns. You don't call one of those little itty bitty guns a Roscoe. You just don't. We're headed into the next break. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. They are very prolific. You can catch 10 new articles there any day, all the time. And Dan is the editor-in-chief, and we'll be right back, and this is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a briefing at the White House, President Trump updates everyone on the coronavirus outbreak.
We are going to be asking tomorrow, we're seeing the Senate, we're going to be meeting with House Republicans, Mitch McConnell, everybody, and discussing a possible payroll tax cut or relief, substantial relief, very substantial relief. That's a big number. We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck.
The Justice Department is promising to hold businesses accountable if they fix prices for any coronavirus-related items. The DOJ says companies will face consequences if they violate antitrust laws to take advantage of emergency response efforts. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Now, I saw where the NRA was forced to cancel their fundraiser, and that wasn't because of coronavirus. That was because of a no-guns-allowed policy at the venue. Is that right?
Yeah, they had booked a dinner and auction for the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum.
Right.
Because they're in Nashville. You know, the meeting is going to be in Nashville, as it was a few years ago, which is one of the best places in the country. It's been, in my opinion. I assume that there was an event there last time we were there. I cannot remember. But it was scheduled for this year. And the Associated Press got it... got the idea of asking them how that comports with their no guns allowed policy. Nobody had brought this up, and it apparently wasn't a problem for the museum until the AP asked about it. And when the museum thought about this becoming a public issue, they thought it might be better just not to have the event there at all. So the NRA said, don't worry about it. We will cancel and we'll find another place for our event, a place that is more gun friendly.
Right. So, now, I had to go out today to buy air conditioner filters, right? And there's a reason I'm asking about this, because I know that you have various disciplines at Wright. You have people tactical at Wright. You have people that are testers at Wright, that are politicians and legal people. I noticed that, as we've been talking about coronavirus and it canceling things, I was going to buy some N95 protective masks just to have some, right?
Good luck.
Yeah. Everything there was wiped out.
Yes.
I mean, everything, even the stuff that won't stop it. They bought them all. They bought everything. Now, the N95 is the... that's the ones that seem to be working in Wuhan. Those are the ones they're having to wear to stay safe when they're around people that are infected with it. But have you ever thought about writing? I mean, is this one of the first times where you've ever had one of these things, one of these events around you where you could sit back and say, well, here we have almost a zombie apocalypse happening because... I mean, right now the stock market is sort of cratering, although that's more due to the oil thing with Russia and Saudi Arabia. And, they're canceling everything. Yeah. I mean, when I used to be in the milk business, I could have had the bubonic plague, and they expected me to show up.
I know.
Go out, get out there and run your route. But not with this.
No, sir. No, and in fact, we read an article yesterday or a couple days ago. Gun stores are seeing increases in sales of guns and ammunition. You wouldn't think that those would be items that people would be buying up in preparation for self-quarantining or self-isolating, but they are. I talked to a very large, very prominent gun dealer in the upper Midwest before the larger story came out, and he was saying the same thing. He's getting a big uptick in sales because people are buying guns and ammo.
Well, I mean, the problem would become, I think, with this, it only becomes something if all of a sudden you can't get food. If they stop, but even in China...
Yeah, that's not the case even in China, and they have to have a much more tenuous distribution system than we do. I don't think that's going to be an issue at all.
Even in China, in China where they're about as backwards as you can get as far as the way they do in their retail operations, all the food is now packaged up and enclosed. So you can't,
right.
Some of the produce isn't, but I mean, even like with everything now, people are peeling the cucumbers, taking the peel off of that. Anything that people could touch, they're getting rid of that.
Right.
And they are adapting. And I have heard that in China, it's beginning to diminish, which
exactly.
is amazing.
Nobody's starving there, apparently.
Yeah.
They found ways to get people who aren't well prepared with significant food stores, to get them food, get them water, make sure they've got... They've got the basics, and if they could do it, certainly we can. And I think the onset of this has been slow enough and gradual enough that a lot of people have been doing that anyway for weeks. I know that we have here, and a lot of people have. If you look at the stores around me anyway, I don't see anything I don't see empty store shelves. I don't see panic buying. The only thing I noticed that there was none of in my local grocery store today was rubbing alcohol. Because I think people are trying to come up with substitutes for antibacterial hand cleaner.
I've also been
nowhere to be found.
I've been hearing that toilet paper, there's a run on toilet paper. I got to admit.
Not my store.
I don't get that part of it. I mean, I don't get that part of it. But I know that right now in Italy, I think Italy is locked down too. But, I mean, it's still, I think, what have we got, 55 cases or 75 cases in the United States and 22 deaths. And I'm sure we've had a few thousand people die of the flu already this year in the United States.
Oh, I'm sure. But I don't want to minimize what this is, because this is apparently much more communicable than the flu is. You can, one person who has it can apparently infect a much larger number.
I think it's, and, I think the number I heard, like in the amount of time it takes 45 people to catch the flu with the same vectors around you, 368 people can catch coronavirus.
Right. So people are rightly concerned about it. I mean, even if most people under 60 are just going to have, in effect, a bad case of the flu, it's still a serious thing, and it's still something to be concerned about. But you're right. A lot of things are being canceled. Like I said, you know, there are going to be no festivals or large gatherings here in Austin. professional sport leagues are talking about having games without people in the stands. That's probably going to happen, I'm guessing, in certain situations. There's going to be a lot of Stanford, University of Washington, a number of colleges have closed down their campuses. And I think it's going to, you're going to see more and more of this before this burns itself out.
Well, the thing about the NRA annual meeting, a lot of people can't just drive to that. I mean, were you going to fly or were you going to drive?
I don't know. I was going to fly, but I'm not going to get on a plane.
Yeah.
In 3 weeks.
So would you go even if they had it?
Unless there's a significant change in the current situation, no, I don't think I would.
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, Anyway, I'm going to talk to you about my bag I was trying to pack. This is why I was getting the mask, but anyway. We'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. If you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman. I was trying to make a kit today. Do you like when you get in your car and you go anywhere for any length of time, do you just take your concealed carry weapon and you're happy with that, or do you want a little more stuff with you?
It depends on where I'm going, but generally I just have my concealed carry gun with me. Just depends on what kind of trip it is.
Well, let's say you're going to be gone. I mean, you're not going to go home that particular day.
Am I going for a night or am I going for a week?
I'll split the difference with you. You're going for a long weekend.
And am I going to a city or am I going? I mean, it all depends on the destination, that kind of thing. You know, and what I'm gonna be able to do with a gun while I'm there, whether or not I feel comfortable leaving it in a car, which I generally don't, that kind of thing.
Well, you're coming to South Carolina, and you're going to hang out with me.
Oh, okay. Well, I bring an arsenal.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure once I get there, I'll have plenty of secure places to keep it.
Oh, well, yeah. But, I mean, now the question becomes, for me, because, like, I know plenty of guys. I don't have a go bag, for example. I know lots of, and right now everybody's going, oh, my God, sacrilege. But I don't have a go bag. Now, what I have is I have something I call the Antifa welcome wagon bag or the ISIS welcome wagon bag. And that is just a kit of stuff. There's no survival stuff or anything in it. It's just weaponry.
It's a defensive type thing.
Defensive weaponry, right? But now I've been thinking I need to make a kit, at least for the short term, with rubber gloves, some masks, all kinds of first aid stuff, and of course, you know, I've got a Vertex bag, a Vertex sling bag. I didn't tell you this, but I've got my own line of bags coming out. But
oh really?
Mine are all in prototype, so I don't have a finished product yet to use, or I would use that. But I would use this Vertex bag because I can also have a gun hidden in that, which I can do with my line of bags. But like I said, I don't have them yet, so. Have you thought about that? Do you ever think about stuff like that where you're, like, going to make it based upon where you're going versus what you would carry if you can carry whatever you want, whenever you want?
I do think about those kinds of things, and I do have, it's not a go bag, but I do have kind of an emergency kit in each of our cars, and it's got all kinds of basic things, like fire-making capability and a knife and a light and... it actually has rubber gloves and a mask. And, you know, I've had, this isn't just a current thing for coronavirus. I've had these things made for years. Just in case, because I read up on these things, and it's a small little, I don't know, like an 8x10 tactical looking kind of zip up bag. I think it got from County Com or something like that. And it's just a handy thing to keep in your car. It's the size of, that you can shove under a seat and keep it out of the way, but fortunately I've only had to use it like once or twice. No big deal if I cut myself or something. But it's always a good idea to have that kind of thing. And you know what? I don't have a big go bag either. I don't carry that kind of stuff around, but I know a lot of people who do.
Most of my first aid stuff is for wounds, you know, because...
Right.
You know, if you're in a gunfight, you may not get shot, but somebody's going to get shot.
Mm-hmm.
Unless everybody involved is just completely incompetent. Somebody's going to get shot. So somebody's going to need first aid. And so I have that, but I think I'm going to, like you were talking about making the fire. Do you know how to read a map?
Sure. I was a Boy Scout.
Well, most people don't. Do you know how to shoot, like, the back azimuth and figure out where you are when you don't know when you are looking at the map?
That I don't.
It's very easy to do, young camper. If you were too, you need to just get in the car and come this way then. That's what we could do. We could do map reading 101 with Bill. Get us some Mr. Rogers neighborhood video, you know, music, and do a little video about, hi, boys and girls. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a good skill to have.
But when I was thinking about this, the first time I ever thought about this was still in the era right after 9/11. I've been thinking about this for a while, and I wondered what would happen if I went to some people and I was like, I need some grid square maps of the local area and the surrounding area and the one surrounding that. I wonder what they would say at that point. Now, I think I can maybe get them now. I think that, you know, isn't it amazing how many people have just forgotten 9/11?
They have, and how few people carry around maps, too, anymore. Now they rely on their phones for all that.
Well, that's great as long as we don't get EMP'd, which of all the attacks I think would happen in the United States militarily, the EMP is the one I expect to be the one they actually do.
That would be just awful. That would be a terrible, terrible thing.
Do you know how to churn butter?
I did it in grade school.
My grandmother taught me. The only problem is I don't have a butter churn.
No, I don't either. I think we made it with a mixer. And I don't think that'll work if I don't have electricity.
Yeah. So, I mean, there'd be a lot of skill sets that would be... But I would feel bad for the rest of the... like, where you are, you could become like a little mini god there. Because... You actually have capability and skill sets and everything, and you know people that have capabilities and skill sets, and they'd be coming to you to survive and everything else.
Lord of Austin.
You become like a humongous road warrior. I'd ride up on you looking for you in a hockey mask. Where's Dan at? Where's Dan?
I have some skills, and I know some people with some very good skills as well, so I think I'd be okay.
Yeah, Austin would be one of those places where... They'd have to find somebody who knew what they were doing in a hurry. While they've got electricity. I've never visited Austin. I want to.
Oh, come on down. That's a great place.
I've never visited. I've heard it's very good if you're like into arts and music and
food. I mean, I know we get a lot of trouble for our politics and all that, but it's not. I've been to places like Boulder and Ann Arbor and Madison, Wisconsin, other liberal college towns. This isn't quite the same because it is in the middle of Texas. This is a blue patch in the middle of Texas, but it's different than those other big college towns.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. I could go down to Clemson, South Carolina, and I could become a little demigod myself.
There you go. Take over.
After we got a little electricity back, we could send our electronic Christmas cards where we're doing thumbs up or thumbs down as we have our underlings fight to the death and stuff like that. Just to amuse ourselves. Just to amuse ourselves. We're not going to take the snowflakes and abuse them too much at first. But anyway, yeah, I wonder about that stuff. And I just wonder how you get everything that you might need in one bag.
Yeah.
Because everybody that I know that preps is prepped for 2 weeks.
Right.
And then after that, everybody, I guess 2 weeks is the magic number. And
it is. But if you're doing coronavirus type prepping, you need to do it for a little longer because supposedly you need to do like 3 or 4 weeks at least for
I would think
effective self-isolation.
We're about to run out of time, but I would think the safest food supplies would be MREs.
No, those are always good to have. Of course, they last for years.
Completely packaged up, and I mean, nobody's touching them. I've got two or three cases downstairs that I don't even look at.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good to know they're there.
Yes, sir. We're about to run out of time. TheTruthAboutGuns.com is where Dan does his stuff. Now, some of the stuff he didn't write about, but maybe he will. I don't know. But in the interim, they write about everything else. They cover a broad swath of the entire industry and the politics and the reviews and the pocket dumps, although I haven't seen too many pocket dumps lately. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.